Welcome to Lanyap, a program about events, issues, and people. I'm Corey Crow. I'm joined today by members of the Disabled American Veterans, Michael Shaw, chapter founder of the General Claire Chennault Flying Tiger, chapter 51 of the Disabled American Veterans, and Bill Jamison, chapter adjutant and treasurer. Thank you for being here today.
Thank you for having us.
And the reason I called is because you've got a neat new service we're going to talk about for local veterans in just a moment. But let me ask you, and I'll start, Michael, what is the Disabled American Veterans? What does the organization do?
It's one of the finest veterans organizations, I believe, because it provides van service for veterans for quality health care, and we also help veterans with their benefits. And as a chapter service officer, we have a national service officer that takes these benefits and works them to the best of our ability.
We're talking about veterans that have come back from maybe a war, maybe even not a war, but have come back in a condition where maybe they need a little bit of help, and you guys as a support organization are there to support them. Bill, why did you get involved in the Disabled American Veterans?
Because I am a veteran myself. I spent almost 15 years on active duty from 1961 to 1976 during Vietnam, although I didn't go to Vietnam. But every veteran has certain benefits that they are entitled to, and it's our responsibility as veterans now to work with those veterans to get them all the benefits that they rightfully deserve.
The chapter 51 here, what area do you serve, Michael?
I serve all over the United States of America and this world. I help veterans with the benefits in Tahiti, you name it.
And need to point out, too, you hold a national title as well with the Disabled American Veterans. What do you do nationally with the organization?
Well, I'm a national deputy chief of staff. That means that it lights a fire up underneath me and makes me work harder. And it's an honorary appointed position because of me starting this chapter and working so hard to get this thing going and van service and the amount of veterans that I've helped.
Well, let's talk about that. I know my father was a veteran, and he used to have to go to Shreveport all the time. There is a VA hospital in Jackson, Mississippi, that sees a lot of folks, and a lot of folks from our area are having to go to Jackson.
Well, it's a lot of folks in our area, a lot of folks between here and the Mississippi River, north and south of the I-20 corridor.
So let's talk about that, Bill. There is a new service offered by the Disabled American Veterans to take folks to the VA hospital in Jackson, Mississippi. Tell me about that van.
Okay, we pick up people in four locations: the Chennault Aviation Military Museum here in Monroe. Then we pick up people in Rayville, Delhi, and Tallulah, and take them to the Jackson VA Medical Center. And when they get through with their appointments about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, then they all meet back at the van, and we take them back to the locations where we picked them up.
And let's talk about that. You guys start off really early in the morning, and we need to point out too, the van doesn't run every day. It runs when it needs to run with you guys. How do they contact you if somebody needed a ride to the VA, Michael?
Well, first they call the VA in Jackson and get their appointments, and then they call me. I'm the van service coordinator at 318-237-9689, and I contact the drivers, and they show up. They tell us where they want to be picked up at, and it's the Brookshires in both Rabel and Delhi, and the TA truck stop in Tallulah, leaving out at 6:30 in the morning from the museum. And they have to have their doctor's appointments letters in order to ride the van.
So start off in Monroe at the Chennault Museum bright and early, 6:30 in the morning. heading over towards Mississippi. So the Brookshire's in Rayville, which is just right off the interstate. The Brookshire's in Delhi, right off the interstate. And the TA truck stop in Tallulah, right off the interstate.
Yes, sir.
So just a straight shot over there. And then Bill Jamison is with us. Bill, you then just kind of hang out and wait on them to get done and turn around and come back, right?
Well, as service officers, we can also, while we're there waiting for the there to get through with their appointments, we can help veterans that are there at the hospital with the benefits that they deserve.
Well, that's a worthy mission that you have. And how often does the van make a trip? You say, how often are you guys getting used?
Well, we have to set days. So we started on Tuesdays and Thursdays, but that will change according to the needs of the veterans and their appointments and working with the hospital to get it coordinated outright.
It is the Disabled American Veterans Flying Tiger Chapter 51, and if you need to get that van to get service, Michael Shaw, let me ask you the number a couple of more times and repeat it slowly for folks.
318-237-9689.
318-237-9689. That will get you in contact with Michael and get a van coordinated for trips to the VA hospital in Jackson, Mississippi. I'll also put the number on our website at kedm.org. Thank you for being here, and thanks for your good works.
Thank you for having us and helping put out the word.
People you can trust.
Peter Kenyon.
Sylvia Poggioli.
Anthony Kuhn.
Lourdes Garcia Navarro.
Jason Beaubien. Don
Gagne. In places that matter.
Gaza.
Rome.
Beijing.
Baghdad.
Johannesburg. Washington.
The right people in the right places every day on All Things Considered from
NPR News.
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 Join us this afternoon at 3 here on 90.3 KEDM.
Next time on The People's Pharmacy, we'll bring you up to date on the health stories behind the headlines.
New research suggests that spending time with friends and family promotes health.
Our lines are open for your questions about drugs, dietary supplements, and home remedies.
Tune in for the health news that matters to you on the next People's Pharmacy.
The People's Pharmacy brings you the latest health and nutrition news Saturday morning at 6 and again Sunday afternoon at 3 on KEDM Monroe.
A talk with a local nonprofit or a local news issue. Lanyap, an occasional something extra. Weekdays at 8:30 and 4:50 on KEDM.